I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is some truth. Just give me some truth. No short-haired, yellow-bellied son of a tricky-dicky is gonna Mother Hubbard soft-soap me with just a pocket full of hope, money for dope, money for rope. I am sick to death of saying things from tight-lipped, condescending, mama's little chauvinist. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth now. I've had enough of watching scenes of schizophrenic, egocentric, paranoid prima donnas. All I want is the truth now. Just give me some truth. No short-haired, yellow-bellied son of a tricky-dicky is gonna Mother Hubbard soft-soap me with a pocket full of hope. It's money for dope, money for rope. Sick to death of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth now. Just give me some truth now. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth now. Just give me some truth. Now! Welcome one, welcome all. This is the Next Step Radio Show, broadcast on the Antimatter Zone Radio Network. I'm your host, Jacob Appleman. My email address, thenextstepradioshow@charter.net. That's thenextstepradioshow@charter.net. My website, www.infowarts.com, infowarts.com. If you've been with us, you know in episode 7, I gave an introduction to Dr. Judy Wood. If you haven't heard it, or you don't know who she is, or you do know who she is and you've heard bad things, or don't know fully what to make of the subject, push pause now. Go listen to episode 7. Go to her website, www.drjudywood.com. DrJudyWood.com. All one word, regular spelling of wood. The vision for this broadcast is one of real solutions real people can really achieve. I want to take all the information that those of us in what's been referred to as the truth movement have discovered and boil that down into ways to change our life. And I've made the point several times in this young broadcast. The way we think is the first step in our next step. I think, therefore I am. Your basis as a sentient creature is a fractal portion of the creator of all. And the mere act of thinking creates thoughts, which can be measured as physical objects, brainwaves, ideas. At our essence, we are creators. thinking is at the base of that. Where we find ourselves currently is under a great deal of mind control. The Dark Ones have trained us to not think. To not be creative. Therefore, denying the truer parts of ourselves. ...9/11 did change everything. With the anniversary coming up this weekend, I want my wish, my thought processes involve people changing the way they think. That includes what you think you know about 9/11. Study Dr. Wood's research, pore over the evidence without your conclusions. We need to reconsider even the truth movement. We are radical skeptics here. That doesn't mean you don't believe anybody. That means you're going to collect all the evidence you can before you make a judgment. That is the key. That is the point. That is what I want to stress at the very end of the second week of this broadcast as we move forward. I've spent a great deal of time with Dr. Judy Wood the past couple days, including the entire night last night. Examining and re-examining not only the evidence, but the way I was thinking. If you can't tell by now, this is a pretty heavy day for me. So what I'm going to do here is play a small fraction, but I think the most important part of the multiple hours of conversations I've had with Dr. Judy Wood. Get some good rest this weekend and come back Monday with episode 10. And we're going to hit the ground running. Thank you for joining us. My name is Jacob Appleman. This is the Next Step Radio Show brought to you on the Antimatter Radio Zone Network. What you're about to hear is a pre-recorded interview with Dr. Judy Wood. September 11th, 2001 was 9 years ago tomorrow. If that's the event that woke us up, let this anniversary be the time where you actually start doing something about it. If anybody listening to this broadcast today cares one iota about truth or evidence, or the literal act of knowing. What you need to do first is go to Dr. Judy Wood's website. It's www.drjudywood.com. Spend some time. Examine the evidence. I'm going to need you to put your conclusions and all your emotions in a box in the closet. Look at some photographs. Study some diagrams. Examine the videos. Take in this information as raw data. Next, you need to balance it against reality, what you've seen and what you've done in your life, things that you can verify to be true. Weigh the evidence Dr. Judy Wood has gathered and collected out of the scientific principle, merely observing and collecting. Weigh this against reality and now start to ask yourself questions. Because this idea and this theme we have on this show of radical skepticism or pure empirical research cannot be exemplified in any grander or purer fashion than Dr. Judy Wood's work. And we've had lots of conversations. I plan to get her back up in the future for many more conversations. But the first step, if you're on the path of seeking truth, the first step you need to do is study Dr. Judy Wood's case on 9/11, because there's a bigger picture about what we need to do now. And I talk a lot about this change in mindset. The name calling, the side choosing, all of that's got to go. If you're on a sincere path to finding truth, please, I implore you, go to her website, get on a search engine, learn evidence. What if you're at a site that starts with name calling? Skip it. Go to evidence. We need to study evidence if we want to understand not only what happened on 9/11, but where we are really at. You know, the term rabbit hole or layers of an onion couldn't fit this more perfectly, because the pure scientific mindset in approaching this topic, you will see that there is multiple layers. This thing goes deeper than any of us can imagine. And instead of trying to consolidate this to one broadcast, today's show is about the introduction to a direction that this is going to lead us. So without any further ado, all I want to do today is let Dr. Judy Wood give her contact information, her website, places if you want to study 9/11 and empirical research, how to get started. And then we're going to build this thing together and give her time in future broadcasts to explain things. You know, there's a lot of pictures here. There's a lot of videos here. There's a lot of things that need to be understood before we jump to the end, because that's the whole point. We can't have a conclusion and then go collect what we think is evidence that supports that conclusion. Start over. Get a good base of evidence, and then let's see where that leads us. So without any further ado, let's welcome Dr. Judy Wood and collectively thank her for the bravery and steadfastness to not give up on empirical evidence, radical skepticism, and following evidence before a conclusion. Dr. Judy Wood, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It has been a long haul, and I'm often, fingers pointing at me. What I've noticed, folks don't deal with the evidence. The name calling goes on, and the best way I can describe that is, I think we've evolved into a culture of multiple choice tests and how fast we can do a multiple choice test. So folks are used to being given a selection of discrete answers and have to jump to it as fast as they can, so they don't have time to learn what they're answering the questions on. It's just getting the best answer so they can, move on to the next one. And here it's all in the details, the subtle details. I was blessed with being able, or cursed, depending how you look at it, with being able to see what was going on from the beginning in general, but I got into it more and more and approached it like a child, clean slate, like I know nothing. And I had a poster on my dorm wall that was my roommate's. Said, see the world as a child sees it, with wonder and with hope. And that is the best way to begin. Try as hard as you can to clear away what you're told to think. And think what you see and what you choose to see. It's a very difficult thing to do. But if you're being controlled by this mass controlled popular opinion and this mass herding, that's how we've gotten to where we are. And if folks complain that the, who we're electing for president is the worst of two evils, well, why is it that way? Why do you allow it to be that way? You know, this is our world. We're not the victims. We're not, it's not a spectator sport. And I think often folks play, you know, like it's a game where it's a spectator sport. And they root for their favorite team.
All right, pick your favorite colors and see how loud you can yell.
Yep. Instead of, you know, understand it for yourself. That it's up to you to understand it. Otherwise, if you turn the keeping of your thoughts over to someone else, who is that said that? Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely?
Well, everybody's saying it these days.
Yeah, yep. So why give someone else that power? We need to take it back. We need to take back our own thoughts and realize what our opinions are. And what has been happening with me through this, you know, truth movement business, and the listeners, I'm sure, realize it. And, you know, I don't hold grudges. I understand that it's, you know, this mass herding. But they've been led, for some reason, to do the smear job on me. If you look at it, you know, Google my name on the internet. It's as Andrew Johnson would say, a wonder to behold.
Right.
It's truly awesome, the amount of, you know, is there anyone else more fun to trash? And it's all, none of it is about the evidence. You know, oh, she's an idiot. I don't know why. Don't ask why. I just remember she's an idiot. That's what we're told to think. They don't look at what they've jumped onto blindly. And on another scale, you know, the whole world seems like it's kind of run that way. And I think everyone kind of has a sense of that, too. Like in the grocery store, you have this package of something, and what's really in it?
Right.
We're told one thing, but then, you know, like 100% natural apple juice, and then you see fine print flavor.
Right.
Yeah, it's not really apple juice. It's just the flavor of natural apple juice. But it's, yeah, looking at the evidence, you learn a lot. And you don't need to know what the weapon is before you start looking. That's the most important lesson with regard to 9/11. Just look and take yourself back in time. See what was there. And that's painful for a lot of people to look back.
It is because, well, you know, the saying is that, you know, the truth hurts. But I think that was with our old mindset. And once you understand evidence and objective research, then the pain aspect goes away and you just want to know.
I came to care about those people. And there were people I saw in the pictures. I tend to interpret pictures pretty great detail. And there were people in those pictures that I felt were communicating with us. And I could see they wanted us to be able to tell the story of what was happening to them. And so I feel like I owe them. I made them a promise. You know, at first it was difficult for me to look. But once I made that promise to them that I would tell their story, I couldn't look away. And I feel like I'm fulfilling their promise. And, you know, like somebody's got to carry on for setting things right and making a positive change from what has occurred. I had a student once who who thought it was horrible that I was looking into what happened to the World Trade Center. And I said, wait a minute, you're an engineering student. This is, you know, hands down, the largest engineering disaster in the history of the world that we know. What are you going to do? Just build something else identically and just hope it doesn't have the same fate?
Right.
No, you learn from every disaster. The Tacoma Narrows Bridge, I think just about every mechanical engineering student sees a little video clip of that thing going in oscillation mode.
Right.
To learn about vibrations and natural frequencies. So it's learning from the past. And with the towers, for whatever reason, they went away. And they aren't there anymore. We need to know. There's a good side to this. What I have discovered is the technology that destroyed the towers it can be used for evil, but it can also be used for good.
Absolutely.
It can provide us with free, clean energy.
Because this next step I've taken in my own journey in regards to 9/11, I think the another very, very important topic to this is about free energy. That's why this cover-up runs so deep. That's why there's the money and power and manipulation involved. Don't think for a second that same power that could disappear two of the largest skyscrapers to our known history couldn't be used for good. And that is what terrifies the New World Order. Because if we figure this out, think of the power they lose by us knowing that, one. Two, if we could incorporate that into greener living, better living, building humanity instead of destroying things, that puts not only a huge dent in their game, that unplugs their game console.
It changes everything.
Absolutely. And we're going to leave this interview short because I've taken enough of Dr. Wood's time. But believe you me, you're going to hear from her again. And free energy, 9/11, these topics will be steadfast in this show. And I cannot thank you enough for the gracious time you've given me right out of cyberspace into taking the chance that I wasn't a troll or one of these haters or this was some kind of setup job. I just want to thank you for myself and for the audience because I've met a lot of people and teacher barely describes you.
Well, thank you.
It's a bigger deal than that, but I'm going to let you go I'm going to put a little bit more on the end of this show and I'll gladly send you the link the second it's done. But again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And then I look forward to presenting your idea and your courage and your dedication to empirical research in future broadcasts.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having such a show.
Give everybody your website one more time and some of the upcoming places they can hear more from you.
DrJudyWood.com, and Wood is a four-letter name, but one word, DrJudyWood, DrJudyWood.com. And there's a Cliff Notes link at the top, and that takes you to a selection of a whole bunch of different areas of data. I'll be organizing the site later, but for now, it's got everything there. It needs organization.
Just going to say, if you're a research junkie, that would be your drug of choice from now on.
And this afternoon, I'll be on another show. It'll be coming out this afternoon. It'll be available later, too, with Mel Fabregas on the Veritas show. That's V-E-R-T-A-S. No, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, Veritas show, .com. And it's also available on YouTube. The first hour is. And he does an excellent job with it's sort of like a movie he makes, the presentations he does. So I think you played a clip from his show a couple days ago.
If folks have been with us, you know, the last couple episodes and episode number 7, I played a little compilation of a previous guest appearance you had on his show. So that would be a good reference point and a place for people to go, you know, another tool in the empirical research toolbox.
Yes. Well, thanks. And thanks again for doing this show. This is fantastic.
You're welcome, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Hey, thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye. I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading.